Your radio, 88.37 FM.
On this evening's The Space Show, we look back 25 years to the premiere space show. We meet an interesting person at the Kennedy Space Center. We find out what atmospheric aerosols are. And please, please get your diary handy. We have an exciting development for you, and we're going to have a long chat with the last man on the moon. Yes, do you know who that was? Well, Gene Cernan. Well, the space show first went to air on 1991, April the 6th. That makes this evening's program our 25th anniversary one. Over that 25 years, we have had a policy of never repeating anything except in special circumstances. Wow, after 25 years, we feel we can break the rule and bring you a 7-minute extract from our very first program. Here we go with the extract.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Alshorn, one of the presenters of The Space Show. This is the first program in a new series to be presented at this time every second Sunday. The Space Show will have space news and interviews from Australia and overseas. I'd like to introduce Andrew Rennie, editor of the Space Association News. Hello, Andrew. What's the latest space news?
The Space Shuttle Atlantis was launched early Saturday morning. Aboard is a crew of five and a new astronomical observatory. The Voice of America reports.
The U.S. Space Shuttle Atlantis is in orbit around the Earth at this hour after a successful early Friday liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center in the southern state of Florida. The shuttle has embarked on a 5-day scientific mission. The U.S. Gary Treadway reports on the first American shuttle mission of the new year. Launch director has delayed the launch for 10 minutes for a last-minute check of the weather condition. The heavy cloud cover and light rain moved out of the area, allowing the countdown to resume for Atlantis and the Gamma Ray Observatory. On Monday, two of the astronauts will don their spacesuits for the first spacewalk in more than 5 years. They will be testing equipment and construction techniques, which will be used to build the space station, Freedom. Gary Treadway, Voice of America, Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
Так началась космическая эра человечества. На связи с первым космонавтом Земли генеральный конструктор Сергей Павлович Королёв.
Thirty years ago on Friday, the world was stunned to hear that man's voice. The man was Yuri Gagarin, Soviet cosmonaut and first man in space. Mark Hillier is our commentator on the Soviet space program, and here are his thoughts on Gagarin's historic flight.
Yuri Gagarin, a young Russian pilot, was launched into space on the 12th of April 1961. 108 minutes later, after circling the Earth once, he landed by parachute on Soviet territory and entered the history books. Gagarin's flight was a symbol of its time. At the peak of the Cold War, it was seen as demonstrating the ability of the Soviet Union to perform a technological feat where the United States had so far failed, and the acceptance of the Soviet Union and, by association, the Soviet communist system as a world political, technological, and military power. The flight also signalled the real start of the space race. a challenge accepted by US President John F. Kennedy when he committed the United States to land a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth before the decade was out. For those more romantically minded, the flight was a symbol of a different kind. To quote the Russian scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, "The Earth is the cradle of mankind, but one cannot stay in the cradle forever." This is a theme that has taken on greater significance as the rhetoric of the Cold War faded and space exploration helped us to understand and appreciate the uniqueness and fragility of our home planet. Indeed, by the early 70s, Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, was to say of Gagarin that he called us all to space. By one of the coincidences of history, April 12, 1991, is also the 10th anniversary of the first flight of the US space shuttle, ushering in a new era of space technology and exploration. In these days of glasnost, perestroika, and the turmoil in Eastern Europe, the political impetus for the first flight of a human in space now seems hollow. But our newfound concept of our home planet is probably the most profound legacy of Gagarin's flight.
We have a query from Lily and Richard McDonald of Carnegie. They want to know, can we have a talkback segment on the space show? Well, this is a possibility for the future, but at present we do not intend to. One reason for this is that we have only a limited amount of airtime, half an hour per fortnight. Talkback takes much longer time than this to really make it effective. The space show can answer listener queries, however. Just write to us a note and mail it to P.O. Box 351, Mulgrave North, Victoria 3170. We'll do our best to answer your query on our next program. We'll repeat that address at the end of the program near 2:30. Good afternoon, Leighton. Welcome to Southern FM.
Thank you, Andrew. Nice to join with you this afternoon.
We, of course, hear a lot about OSSAT in the media. Perhaps you could just give us an overview of what OSSAT actually does, what sort of company it is.
Certainly happy to do that. OSSAT was originally set up in November 1981, in fact, set up as a... established in November 1981, as I say, as a company to be sold off. At least 49% of the shareholding was planned to be sold to the public. And our charter under existing legislation limits us to the provision of what we term private network services. In other words, we're not able under the legislation to provide public services such as a telephone service to the general public or public data services. These remain currently the province of Telecom, the major carrier in Australia.
25 years ago, that was an extract from our very first space show. The people involved in that first program were myself, Andrew Rennie, David Standen, Mark Hillier, Jeff Alshorn, and John Coleman. And it's interesting to note that during that first program, several of the... and also I forgot to mention Peter Arwood as well, involved in that program. So Peter Arwood, and he's part of the voices, or one of the voices you hear on this promo that was prepared during that first program, although it didn't go to air on that first show. But here's our original promo from 25 years ago.
Space, what is it?
Where is it?
What's out there?
Who's out there?
What are we doing in space and why?
If you've ever wondered about space and space flight, then tune into The Space Show every Wednesday between 7 and 8pm.
We present a mix of news, reviews, interviews and music from the world of space fact and fiction.
Brought to you by the Space Association of Australia.
The Space Show, your chance to get off the planet every week on 88.3 Southern FM, Melbourne's own space station.
Well, the technology has changed a lot since then. Notice the report from the Voice of America. Yes, shortwave radio was the way to get the news in those days. Otherwise, we received it by fax today, of course. Well, the internet is a great, great help. Now, the space show has a home on the internet. It's URL is space.southernfm.com.au. And at that website, you can find our very first few programs. Yes, that very first one, the full program, plus a few others. We don't normally put the full programs up. We just put up the stuff that we have actually created ourselves, our own interviews and things. But you can find more than 1,200 of those for your listening enjoyment on the website. There's also some photographs of our history. So once again, we invite you to visit space.southernfm.com.au, or if you want to find out about the Space Association, then www.space.asn.au. So www.space.asn.au.